Welcome to Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. We've been talking about corruption the last several programs. There is a way that we could lessen corruption in politics in New York, in Washington as well. We simply need to remove the why of most of the corruption. I mean, why do our politicians sell their influence to the special interests? Do they pocket all this money? The special interests kick in? No. Most of it they use to pay for campaigning, to get reelected, or to help their pals get reelected. Most of the contributions from special interests, the influence buying money, most of it gets spent on the elections or re-election machines. So if you want to lessen that flow of money, lessen the need for it, enact term limits for all politicians. Term limits, one or two terms and you're out. If politicians knew they were in office for limited terms, they would not need money for re-election, and they would have less influence to sell to special interests. We would get many benefits from term limits. I mean, for one thing, fewer lifetime politicians and more citizen legislators. But the biggest benefit from term limits would be less of a need for re-election money, so less influence buying. Of course, in order to get politicians to vote in term limits on themselves, we'd have to bribe them. More after this we pause. If you'd like a good financial analysis of your investments, call 1-866-225-4334 and ask for Tom's questionnaire, or do the questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again. A woman pregnant with twins has a car accident. She goes into a coma, and when she comes out, she is told that the babies did survive, and her brother named them while she was out of commission. Oh, my God. My brother? He's a redneck idiot. What did he name my kids? Well, he named the girl Denise. Okay, yeah, that's okay. How about the boy? The boy he named the nephew. This is Tom, as in Morgan.